Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter and host of Fesco in the Morning, Josh Klingler. If you want to hear more from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, tune in with us every Friday morning at 7:30 and every Monday at 4 o'clock on The Drive. The Drive also exclusively talks to Patrick Mahomes each and every Monday at 3:10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Chiefs Kingdom. Love it. Keep it going. It's a jam-packed house tonight. It's on, everybody. At 64th Street, we're at the 64th Street Wahlburgers inside the Hy-Vee, one of the coolest Hy-Vees in the entire Chiefs Kingdom. If you're on the way to or from the airport, just take the 64th Street exit. We're just west of I-29, and we've got an awesome show for you tonight in front of a sold-out crowd here at Wahlburgers. This just in, we have breaking news in the National Football League. Chiefs 31, Raiders 17. Yeah. Hey, when you trail by 14 and you win by 14, that is huge. The Chiefs are now 40-6 against the AFC West since the beginning of 2016. And for Patrick Mahomes, bouncing back is his deal. 17-3 after losing a game. That's the best in National Football League history with a certain amount of games to qualify. Here's the other big one with Patrick. When trailing by double digits, Patrick now is 15-11 trailing in a game by double digits. And, of course, we've won two Super Bowls when we trailed by double digits. No other quarterback in National Football League history, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, I don't know, Sid Luckman, nobody else is above 500 in that stat. Patrick has won 15 times in 26 attempts. That is huge. Also, another big note in this game against the Raiders, Travis Kelce goes over 11,000 receiving yards. So awesome, and he did it in 154 games, an all-time National Football League record. He beat the previous record by 37 games. And you might know who had the record. Tony Gonzalez, who's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame and, of course, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So, Kels, to get that done, that is huge. All right, the defense. And Brian Cook will be here later tonight. Chiefs safety number 6. We got Drew here. We got Andrew here. We got everybody here. We got loads of security just to make it fun tonight. When you get a defense, okay, it's 14-0, right? Josh Jacobs goes for 63 yards. You're going, wait a minute, we're the number one defense in the NFL and points allowed. Then you're thinking, but then we hold them to 3 more points the rest of the game. 15 straight games under 24 points for this defense. That's the way to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. Great crowd here tonight. The geeks are here. Around the horn, Weird Wife, Weird Wolf, Poofhead Geek, Snowstorm Sandy, Cindy Lou, Caveman Bob, and the birthday boy himself, Kent the Cake Packer, Autograph Geek tonight. The Red Coaters are here. The Hard Hats are here. Awesome group. And we've got people, and Paul is here. Hey, Paul and her cast of thousands are here. Also, we have got people joining us electronically right there on FaceTime from Phoenix, Arizona, as they normally do. But a special group, a special duo here tonight, a special couple that I want to introduce, because he is really one of the top bass players in the entire United States. I always say the Chiefs Kingdom Show is like a Laker game. You never know. She hasn't shown up yet. No, she hasn't been here. But could season still got a long way to go, right? She might just pop in here at any time. That'll really freak out the our security guys, Ryan. But one of the top bass players in the United States is here tonight, and he just happens to be my nephew. Aaron is here tonight from New York City/Brooklyn, New York. And his wife, Monica, who's one of the top jazz vocalists in America. They just happen to be here tonight. All right, there they are. Seriously, they're incredible musicians, and they went to Berklee School of Music in Boston. That's where they met, and they're just terrific performers. And tonight, they're going to head up after the show, and they're going to head to the Blue Room, right? Where would you go for jazz at 18th and Vine. Awesome place to go, especially when it's jam night. And then all kinds of musicians just show up and let her fly. But they're here tonight, so it's great to have Aaron and Monica here and that kind of talent just setting among us tonight in the Chiefs Kingdom Show. A reminder, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Good to say this because the day after a game, and I see a lot of you shopping after the show, the Chiefs scored 31 points. You save 31 cents a gallon with any $31 purchase. The more you score, the more we score, the more you save. That is huge. Again, and the biggest thing to say before we go to break, to win yesterday over the Raiders, Andy Reid became the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history. As he passed Hank Stram, the mentor, and I said on the air from, hey, matriculate the ball down the field, boys, to time's yours. The baton gets passed from the mentor, Hank Stram, who gives it to Big Red Andy Reid, who becomes the first head coach in National Football League history to be the winningest coach for two separate franchises, the Eagles and the Chiefs. We're going to have some fun here with Andy in just a little bit. Also, the fact that Andy started his NFL career with the Green Bay Packers makes this week kind of fun. So get red, get real, and get rowdy, everybody. Brian Cook is on his way, and we will get your picture taken with him. We'll hear from head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Richie James comes in motion, tight slot to the left side. They're going to give it to Pacheco, and he slams into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Pacheco would not be denied, nor would Creed Humphrey, who got his backhoe out and just dug a hole for Pacheco, and the Chiefs are on the scoreboard.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Hy-Vee on 64th Street. Come join us either on your way to or from the airport. We're just west of I-29. as we get ready for the Packers. And also we'll have Brian Cook later in the show, the outstanding second-year safety, fun to have BC with us tonight. But right now, let's talk to the winningest head coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, Andy Reid. And let's start with that. I'm not going to let the moment pass, but I said on the air, we went from matriculate the ball down the field to time's yours. You pass up the mentor, Hank Stram, to be the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history. Congratulations.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I said this to you before, but just to even be mentioned in his name is an honor. He was a great head football coach, and I used to love watching the Chiefs when he was the head coach, big Mike Garrett fan. And so that, you know, to even be mentioned with him is an honor.
You and I are kind of from the same ilk here. How good were those old AFL games? It would have been 3 o'clock my time, I think 1 o'clock your time, to see those games and Hank Stram and Mike Garrett, sure, and all those guys.
Yeah, Bobby Bell. I mean, I knew the whole team because of Mike Garrett. I was a big Mike Garrett fan. He was an L.A. kid. He goes to SC, wins the Heisman Trophy right there, close to where I grew up, and then he comes to the Chiefs. So now I'm watching the Chiefs games, and I know all those guys, Curly Culps and all these guys. I'm just going, this is a great team, great head coach, great team.
Yeah, awesome. 65 toss power trap with Mike Garrett, one of the biggest plays in franchise NFL pro football history. I also ask you, too, going to Green Bay this week's kind of fun. They gave you your shot. I always wondered, like, you're at Mizzou. You guys had an awesome staff at Mizzou with Coach Stoll. But then Green Bay gave you your shot.
Yeah, Mike Holmgren did. And I'll always, remember that for sure. I've always said that he's the best head coach I've ever been around. I mean, unbelievable at this level. I was around the best at the college level in Lavelle Edwards, and then that. And even in junior college and high school, I had these great coaches. But Mike Holmgren gave me the shot. Ron Wolf, I mean, these are – Mike Holmgren should be in the Hall of Fame, and Ron Wolf is in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, who would ever thought you'd have that opportunity? And so – that was a great way to start in a great city that's passionate about football, very much like Kansas City.
And a great staff. That might be one of the better staffs ever assembled in pro football history, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mike Holmgren did a great job of putting everybody together. Seven or eight different head coaches came out of that staff. It was, and we all got along good. I mean, we still do. It's a great relationship that we all have.
Well, let's jump into this game yesterday afternoon, and I'm going to be a little different here. I'm going to start with the first drive of the third quarter, because I know for 5 weeks that had kind of been a rough spot or challenge. Man, what a thing of beauty, to use your term. How good was that to take a 14-14 game to 21-14 and have that drive be so good and go down the field and get it in there?
Yeah, listen, it was great. I mean, from a coaching standpoint, between Matt Nagy, Joe Blamire, and Andy Heck, they put together some things to start that second half that I thought were really, it was good stuff. And then the players, they were tired of hearing it. And they were bound and determined to get it done. And they did. And so it's a tribute to the whole group for their mindset. And then for our defense just to put the hammer down there in the second half was also a thing of beauty.
And it seemed like the O-line kind of had a little purpose right in there, too. How about those guys yesterday?
Yeah, they did. Well, they came with a good mindset. Even when we were struggling to move the ball there, they had a good mindset going, and we were able to work our way through that first couple of series of the game. And by the time we got to that second half, they were revved up and ready to go.
I got to go to Rashi Rice here. Your thoughts on his game? He had the big third down catch on that, or on the 19-yarder on that drive on a side adjustment, it looked like. And then his third down catch and, of course, his touchdown. Just how much did he jump up yesterday?
Yeah, I thought Rashid did a nice job. He's been getting better every week on this thing, Mitch, and more familiar with it. He's got a good relationship with Pat. Pat trusts him. And you got a chance to see that, live there. So it was and he'll keep getting better. That's how this thing, that's how it goes. He's a nice compliment there to Kels, and they work well together and off of each other.
And how big was it to get Kels going at 14-0? You got him going on that next drive.
Well, Kels is the best ever, and it was just a matter of time till he got the ball. And now they doubled him every third down, so they pay a lot of attention to Kels, and as most teams do. So, but it was good to get him going for sure.
Flip over to the defensive side here. Just their ability to turn the game and how challenging or difficult that is to do at football at any level or sports at any level, to take a punch in the first or second rounds and come back and knock a fighter out. How good was his defense in flipping the game?
Yeah, well, you saw that Spags and the coaches. I mean, kept the guys together. You saw Dave Merritt on the sideline, getting the secondary right. And we were just off a tick on both sides of the ball. And but the coaches kept together, and then most of all the players did the same. They didn't get down on themselves, and they just figured it out. I mean, I heard Reed one time say, "Listen, I goofed on that, but I got it now. I got it right. Let's go." You know, and so that kind of attitude is so important. You saw Chris Jones and how he kept the group together. Just he was always out there talking and keeping the guys going there. And nobody hung their head, which I was proud of. And that's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to come off a big loss against a real good football team in the Eagles when you're just right there. And then you add Thanksgiving into the mix of that. A little different week, short week, Monday night, all that bit. I mean, you can make a lot of excuses, and the guys, they kind of powered through that, and I thought that was important.
And how, I mean, it's obvious to shut down Davante Adams to no catches in the second half after having 5 for 73 in the first, but just the defense's ability to shut him out in the second half, that's hard to do.
Yeah, Legarius, listen, he got Legarius a couple of times in the first half, and then he just bared down on that thing, and did a nice job. I mean, our secondaries, these young kids have grown up right in front of us, and they're doing such a nice job. Legarius Sneed, you look at him, and every week he takes the best player. Every week. And that's a tough challenge, mentally and physically. But that's what he does, and he wants it. And so you start talking about the best corners in the league, and he better be in the conversation right there.
In his line, 9 tackles. I'm going to ask these, not just the corners of safeties, we're going to have Brian Cook here on a little bit. The fact that they're such good tacklers, or they play physically, and yet it doesn't, I mean, it's not forfeiting their coverage skills. What about these DBs playing physical?
Yeah, well, Justin Reed, I mentioned for what he said, but he had some ferocious hits in there on people, but the whole group does that. I mean, the guy you have coming in there now, I joke with him, but he is the cookie monster back there. He gets after him, and he's gonna hit you, and he's not afraid to do that. And you go all the way. We have corners, McDuffie. I mean, McDuffie is not the biggest guy in the world, but McDuffie will challenge anybody. So these guys are a tough group. And we have, look, you're only as good as this next game. So they've got the Green Bay Packers next, and they've got a good group. They're hot right now offensively. So, that's another big challenge for us.
And I want to ask you, too, as a follow-up here, though, the DBs, when you ask them to blitz, like McDuffie's got two sacks and Snead's a great, like, slot blitzer, but they seem to have the acumen to rush the quarterback like a pass rusher, target point, the right, you know, tenacity, instead of being like a – you'll see some DBs going like a puppy during potty training or something. What about their ability to be disciplined and yet forceful when you send them after a quarterback?
Yeah, they're not afraid to do that. They like that. And Spags likes to dial them up. And so that's a good combination when you have a coach that's willing to call them and, you know, players that are willing to go 100 miles an hour to do it, get the job done. That's a positive thing normally. And so those guys, they want to be a part of that.
One other thing I want to ask you about is having – two guys back on kick returners. I love the way we coach. You sent two guys back in this game, different. You don't see it very often, but it seemed to be effective in at least maybe getting the Raiders off what they wanted to do in their kickoff coverage teams.
Yeah, Dave had a great scheme for him. I mean, that was that was all scheme. You saw the return. He had it. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but he had, there was a plan there for that. There, you saw the fair catch on the other side. You saw the return on the opposite side, on the right side. So, but he had a plan for that, and the guys executed it well. And, you know, that's a tribute to him and the guys believing in the scheme and then going and executing it.
And one final question before we let you go, and that's just going back to where you started in the NFL, is going back to Lambeau Field this week and the privilege of that and playing these guys. You mentioned they're hot, man. They obliterated the Lions on Thanksgiving. That was interesting.
Yeah, no, they did. They're playing well both sides of the ball, offensively, defensively. Listen, their head coach is a good coach, and their coaching staff is strong. So they've got a good thing up there. They always do. It's a well run organization, and so I'm just a beneficiary of that I had an opportunity to work for them and the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, three great organizations. So it should be a heck of a game. I mean, we're talking about Sunday night, and it should be exciting. It's always excited to play in Lambeau, and I know our guys will be fired up. They work real hard this week on their preparation to get ready to play a good football team.
Well, congratulations once again on the landmark of being the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history. I think I represent the whole kingdom here in saying thanks for coming here. You changed lives. You changed mine. You changed everybody listening. This is the largest network now in the NFL, and everybody can honk their horn or clap for you tonight because – congrats, and thanks for coming here.
Well, I appreciate it, Mitch. It's also the number one because you, redhead, doggone it. You're selling. You make me look good, doggone it. So that's important. But listen, hide all those redheads out there. We're all hanging on to that red hair, man.
As long as we can. All right, thank you, Head Coach Andy Reid. We come back, Brian Cook will be with us as we're revving up, getting ready for the Packers. Back after this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Max Crosby playing after being doubtful on the injured list. He's a wide nine technique. Chiefs will throw it, third down and goal to go. Now Mahomes, and throws it late, left side, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City! Justin Watson on a third down and goal to go throw.
We're back
at the Hy-Vee and the Wahlburgers inside the Hy-Vee, 64th Street in North Kansas City, on your way to the airport just west of I-29. What a big night tonight. Huge crowd, rowdy crowd, and we are sold out, and we've got a very special guest tonight. A reminder, at Hy-Vee, you can get everything you need for the holiday season, right? You got holiday, some of you used it during Thanksgiving, holiday parties coming up, you're going to be entertaining family. Hy-Vee can get you taken care of. Speaking of getting you taken care of, we're going to welcome to the kingdom right now with us, I'm going to set it up this way. Getting ready for the draft in 2022, a lot of you know Matt McMullen, I work with him every day, our senior team reporter. He sends me a video late at night, and he goes, God, have you seen Cook from Cincinnati? I said, yeah, I've watched him, but he goes, I'm going to send you video. Then the day of the draft, I look up and I go, we got him. Tonight we got him. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Cook, number 6.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
The pride of Mount Healthy Ohio, the screaming screaming owls, baby. We're going to get into that. But it's so exciting to have you here.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Nice turnout. Oh, I love you guys. Appreciate you coming out.
This is what you hear when you're out on the field,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it's nice. Nice to see everybody's faces, actually face-to-face, you know what I'm saying, underneath the helmet. But this is a dope experience for me. So I appreciate you, everybody coming out, showing their love and support.
Thanks to all our staff who's helped make it happen. Sydney Glaze is here tonight. Andrew's here also with, and Ryan with our security team. And also Steven Spector is here tonight. And, of course, Shotgun Jackson. You can't do it without Shotgun Jackson. This game yesterday, man, 14-0, thinking, okay, But then outscoring them 31-3, right? What about the turnaround?
I mean, it came from the leadership, you know. Obviously, from great coach, we got Andy Reid, you know, talking to us. And then we got the great quarterback on our offensive side, Patrick Mahomes. And then Chris on the defensive line, getting guys together. We all came together for a come and go. And, you know, we know it was coming into. We know it was to be a battle. Obviously, you know, things didn't go away our first half. But coming to the second half, we was able to, you know, with Coach Tate, tighten the bolts, tighten the screws. So then we came out with a different result. You know, it was a nice dub we got for you guys. So appreciate the love and support. But, you know, it's a hard-fought battle for sure.
What's awesome about this team is the fact that it does not turn on itself. It doesn't get down. You're down 14 points. I've been asked all day long, what were you thinking? I'm like, did you go to 2 Super Bowl parades where we were down 10 points in the Super Bowl? Come on, people. But the fact that you guys stay on it, like, what was the sideline like after Josh Jacobs' run?
I mean, it was just, you know, our coach preaches to us, you know, having a solid foundation, not budging, you know, whether it's extremes, which, you know, could be us be up going up 14, nothing, or another extreme that we experienced, you know, going down 14, nothing, but staying steady. So I think that was, like, the key point that we had from a coaching staff, and then obviously with the teammates we had, you know, being able to look each other in the face and be able to, you know, fix the things we need to fix. Obviously, everything is correctable. As you've seen second half, and then coming into it, just trusting one another. Honestly, it was nothing too much, you know, magic behind it. It was more just trusting the guy next to us to go out there on the field and do our job. And then, like I said, with you guys' support, like, it's always a belief system. So we definitely think we can get it done. We did it that week, and we can hope to do it week after that. So.
And I saw it from the very first time I met this guy. The leadership that he has and has had throughout, we're going to get into this going all the way back. But your leadership and the fact that you've had more on your plate, your demeanor, the way you are, how big are you part of this is saying, hey, it doesn't matter if we're up 14, down 14, this is the way we're going to do things.
I mean, it's huge, you know, but I wouldn't say it's just me. You know, it's a big.
It's?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's huge, you know, but it's not just me, though. It comes from, you know, everybody. It comes from up front. Speaking of just defense, it comes from up front, starting with them, the linebackers we have, starting the sideline, how they play, and the DBs, you know, trying to control the airways and getting the ball down when it breaks free. I think, you know, the defense as well as the organization depends on us as a DB group to be able to perform at those levels. Obviously, we had some mishaps in the first half, able to fix things, coming, you know, getting things working accordingly. Offense was able to bring the ball back down the field, score some points for us. But, you know, for me, as a defensive back, my first communications with my DBs, just telling them, like, what we need to do as a brotherhood, you know, coming in on the field. Because at the end of the day, you know, we got Chris Jones, we got guys up front, we got, obviously, you know, Nick's hurt, but we got Drew coming in, Willie Gady, signing the sideline, you know, controlling the run. For us, we got to make sure we control everything on the back end and make sure they can depend on us any down. So I said, obviously, we give up the 14 punch, especially the DB group. We was a little off. But as, I guess you could say, a leader, trying to get guys come back together, understand who we are, who we're trying to become for this year. And as you can say, we're putting something great this year, you know, as a DB group. So we're just trying to continue to work on that, continue to build off of that. But like I said before, it starts with the solid foundation. The coach instills us as a defense moving forward. But, yeah, no, it's it's a lot, but at the same time, you know, it's pressure is definitely privilege. So for me, I just try to do my best I can to help guys wherever they be lacking. You know, a lot of bullets be firing out there, so just making sure everybody's on the P's and Q's. But for me, just being in the right position, getting guys aligned, and going from there.
Again, Brian Cook, our guest tonight, number 6. Coach calls him the Cookie Monster.
He said that?
He said it on the air right before you went on. So welcome to the Cookie Monster, right? Let's go back to Germany. Now, we have some folks here tonight who went to Germany, right? We got a bunch. All right, let's go back to Germany. Let's see. Trent McDuffie strips the ball from Tyreek Hill. It goes into the arms of Mike Edwards, who flips it back to one Brian Cook. who then runs 21.31 miles per hour to the end zone. That is huge. It's also a way. Here you go, brother.
I appreciate it.
It's time to put the hammer down, baby. That's what. Welcome to the kingdom, man.
Appreciate it, man. So what am I supposed to do with this?
Cool. Here's how it works. No, you don't hit the table.
Yeah, no, I know.
Only the kickers hit the table. They screwed it up. So everybody else is smarter than the kickers, right? So you go, put the hammer down. McDuffie set the record. He got it within an eighth of an inch without hitting the table. So that's what you got to do tonight. Okay. 21.31 miles an hour. You'd get pulled over in a school zone, my friend.
Yeah. That's nice, ain't it?
Oh, it's nice. That was huge. How fun was it? How cool was it? And have you ever run that fast in your life?
First, it was dope. Second, it was crazy, honestly. I know you guys seen it, but for me, I haven't seen it from you guys' perspective. From my scene, I know what happened, so it was a little different, but it was definitely dope to see the video. Second, dope again. and then third, yes, actually, I have run that fast. I think that was when I got drafted, honestly, you know, I had the surgery, so I didn't have a time. I didn't have an ability to go run on the combine, anything like that. So I think that was a lot of things that people kind of had a thumbs down for my speed. And, you know, Coach Spags believing me, I showcased my speed during OTAs and during camp. But then a time like that, it came out at a perfect time. Shout out to Trent, shout out to Mike for getting that place to kind of start. I just took it from there and tried to do something with it. But it's a beautiful thing we got on the defense, you know what I'm saying? Just trusting me. And I think that play shows that the amount of trust because, you know, it's definitely one of those plays that's like, no, what are you doing? Go. So it's just like, anyone that's plays, you know, Coach Spags probably had a mini heart attack. But, you know, it was dope. It was actually dope be able to get in the end zone and get something going for the team.
You also gave the voice of the Chiefs a mini heart attack, but that's a whole nother matter. You're coming right to me. I'm like, keep coming, man. Keep coming, bro. It was awesome to go up 21-0 in that game, but so fun. Your past is just fascinating to me in the fact that you have just kind of kept churning and working. He is from Mount Healthy, Ohio, okay?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati. Oh, yeah. Well, you're up there in the north parts, the north burbs. The Screaming Owls, man. I looked this up. And you played offense, too. You played both ways.
Yeah, I did. I played quarterback originally a little bit in Little League. Then as I got older, I kind of played receiver. And then I didn't start playing corner or defense, for that matter, up until my junior year at high school. My coach just put me to the side. He was like, I need you to play. He plays corner. I was like, corner? I can't play no corner. I don't know how to play corner. So I just had to figure it out.
Quarterback.
I played receivers. So I was like, but I figured it out, you know, it kind of translated. And I, you know, obviously you know my history. So I went to Howard, played corner there, and I transferred to safety at UC. And that's, you know, what you guys see now. So it's a multi-dynamic player. I try to just be the best I can be. But one thing I always tell the guys on defense, like, bro, if we get the ball in our hands, we have to make something happen with it. Because very seldomly we get the ball in our hands, you know what I mean? So as a defense, I think those that really become great, you find a way to not only, you know, get a turnover, but also can create points. But any defense you see, they create points. So the best we can do that, you know, eliminate some stress off of Patrick, even though obviously he can deal with the best of them. But eliminate some stress, put some points on the board for him. It's always a great thing.
But he has only one college offer coming out. And now, you got to understand, it's a really good high school. David Montgomery went to your school, right?
He did, actually. He did.
The running back of the Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions, yeah.
He went to your school.
That's big bro. He was dynamic, man, honestly. He played quarterback, but seeing what he do now, what you see now is exactly what he does, like, at high school. It's just everybody was smaller, so it looked more intimidating. But he still is a good looking guy. He still got the speed, the power, you know what I'm saying, like that. But he's definitely one of the guys that coming into my rookie year, I kind of tried to talk to, see how the ropes was. But he's been looking after me ever since I stepped foot into the NFL. So I big shout out to him. You know, he's actually from the crib, so it's always love for him. But obviously, you know, he gave me an L my first week, and that was my birthday week. So it's a little smoke with that, but you know, it's all love though. It's all love. He's doing great, so shout out to him. But you know, it's basically big bro to me.
Did you have to tackle him in high school football
practice?
Yeah,
I did.
How'd that go?
I mean, you know, you see people struggling with it now. It's the same thing. He's a horse, man. But it's nice though. It's just nice, you know, getting to this point now. We obviously grown, but seeing how, you know, people still struggle. You know, at one point, I think at Iowa State, they call him the human joystick at one point because he has so many broken tackles. But now he showcases the same thing he did in college. So I said, big shout out to him. He's putting on for the city. I've just been trying to follow his footsteps ever since.
And then you played for this coach. I was looking him up. Crouch?
Harvey Crouch. Yeah. Harvey Crouch. Guy.
And that sounds like some, like, chomping on a cigar. Like, it sounds like Joe Cullen. Like,
Is he like a Joe Cullen type dude? Joe Cullen, for sure. My bad. Oh, old school guy. Very old school. He definitely, you know, getting in your face and things like that. But I think overall, the thing he tried to teach us to was, you know, always have, you know, a little bit of grit to you, have a little bit of a bite to you. Not that you really need it, but more just a situation that, like, you know, you never know what life will hit at you. You never know what life will throw at you. But having to be able to respond, you know, be able to fight for what it is that you want or you're trying to desire. You know, we came from a small school, or division was Division III. So with that, you know, competition we would play, we'd be a little bit more on the high end when it came to, like, playoffs. But in our, you know, conference, a little different. But that was really harped on every day of practice. And then, obviously, you know, with David leading the way, we kind of just followed his footsteps. And then my senior year, kind of just took that to a whole different level. But, yeah, no, definitely like a Joe Cullen for sure, like, old school guy. I think he's at Hamilton right now coaching, so he's pretty good. I think he did a pretty good job there, so shout out to him. But yeah, he definitely old school, like Joe Kelly. It's funny though you say that, because I didn't realize that until now. Like, when you say that, I really realized, like, they're very similar. They're very similar. So it's dope.
It's RV Crouch, okay? RV is huge. When we come back, there's more to this fascinating guy. Again, Brian Cook is our guest tonight here at the Chiefs Kingdom. We'll wedge you in here if you're driving by. We're at the Wahlburgers inside of the Hy-Vee on 64th Street in the Northland, just off I-29, just west of I-29. We'll be back with more from Brian Cook after this. You're on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
9:23 to go, third quarter, 14-14 tie. Chiefs first and goal to go at the one. Pacheco will go in the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Pop has popped it twice in the sweet nectar. And the Chiefs have their first lead of the game on their third consecutive drive for a touchdown.
One of your 2022 pledge class brethren of your draft class, the Popmeister, getting two of those. Yesterday, man, he is relentless the way he runs. Brian Cook is with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Chief safety, number 6. One of the things I love about BC is the way he gets ready for games. Now, I do a show called Field Pass, which is live on Facebook with Matt McMullen down on the field. He will walk by me, and it's like, beware of dog. Don't talk to him. Don't even get close to him. It's just like he's in a – tell us about your pregame ritual. It's so cool.
First I would go in. I'd bring out from the car to the thing. I'd go in, change my clothes, whatever, and just walk out there. Depending on the weather, I might go out there with, like, no socks on. It all depends. It's a little thing I have. But I'd instantly walk out, make a right. This to my airhead, obviously. Make a right and go straight down the field and just can do a whole lap. So I do 2 laps total. The first lap, I just go back around. No matter, I don't talk, don't do anything, just walking, you know, just laser focused, don't really say anything. I know I see everybody, hey, Cook, I know, but I'm just, you know, I'm trying to really get into that mood. But as I'm walking, I'm just thinking to myself, listening to music, and just being present. Also thanking God for who I am. You know, you don't know what, you know, where I'll be without the ball. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Give me some noise. But yeah, I don't know where I would be without that brown ball. So it's just that walk is just for me and myself, you know what I'm saying? Just for that, you know, all the work hours we have. But 2 walks is all I need. I go to the 2 walks. Second walk, though, I come back to the, on our side, up the goalpost and do a figure eight. So I come and I walk right in the middle of the field all the way down to the other goalpost, figure eight, all the way up to the other goalpost, and then I'll finish my lap. And at the 50-yard line, make a left, walk a straight across. Same thing he said, staring, I'm not listening to anything, straight music, not really saying things to anybody. And then come back around, and I go sit on the bench and just sit. And that time, I'll probably just be quiet and call my mom, you know, for that matter, and, you know, call who I need to call. And then after that, just kind of just being present. But give thanks to her, give thanks to those who have helped me, and then just kind of go with my thing. But that's my first little thing. After that, I go back, and I'm in a mood, so I'm ready. I'm ready to get ready. I'm ready to get to work.
Love it. That is so awesome. And he'll walk. That is huge. He'll walk right by me, look right through me. I'm like, no, man, stay away from him, man. Beware of dog. Just let him walk. That he's going to go do all this stuff. So it's so cool to see it. But it's not always been easy for you. You've had to gut it out and fight it. The time at Howard, what that did for you, and then you go to UC, and then you kind of blow up your senior year. But this has never been easy for you at any step of the way. And actually, Coach Crouch mentioned that when we drafted you. And so did your UC coach.
Yeah.
They said the same thing. You're getting something special with this guy because he will work his tail off.
Yeah.
What about every stage for you?
You start off even back at high school with RV. Like, he knows that I didn't play receiver, you know, so that was a little different. And then I played corner in my first year playing corner. I ain't glad to. I couldn't stand it. Like, I don't like people catching the ball with me, so that's a little thing I kind of had, just being competitive. So I think my first year, I got scored on a big game. After that, I kind of just, like, turned a whole different person. So that offseason, I finally put some work in, started, you know, looking at videos to how to really play the position. And then going into that, I kind of got that year, my senior year, to kind of, I guess, make a name for myself. I got an only offer from Howard, so it took a chance on me. Went there. I had some amazing coaches that to this day I still hold them dear to my heart. You shout out to Cato June, shout out to Razad Dowling, the guys that definitely helped me out. I think Cato right now, he's coaching for the Indiana Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Razad Dowling is coaching DBs at Women Mary. Mm-hmm. In Virginia. So there were some close guys that I had in my heart that helped me play the position and just give me P's and Q's about certain things. And just after that, I kind of used that for my raw ability. And then going into my junior year, I think I transferred to UC. That's where I met the coaches there and everything like that. But when I went there, it was kind of just, I don't know, it was a little different. When I first went there, I broke my ankle like literally the first spring. And it definitely sucked for me because I'm so used to being active. Even when I was younger, my mom, she couldn't find anything to put me in. So me having to sit down in that boot or that cast for months at a time, it was some dark nights. But I think just continue trying to put work in. And even the coach kind of saw me like on the time of the spring ball, the spring practices. Like I'd be on the side doing push-ups, trying to pass the time back because it was just like I couldn't do anything about it. But eventually, I kind of got used to it, kind of got accustomed to it. I figured it was a time for me to kind of just slow down and kind of just really grasp what it is because it was a different aspect, different coaching staff, different overall just system, you know what I mean? So as I continued to develop in that, I didn't really start popping until my senior year. But my game that really got me to the point where I am before my senior year was a game against Georgia. We went against Georgia against my Chick-fil-A Bowl. So, like Malik Heron, he knows about that. So I played them my junior year, balled out my first time starting. After that, kind of transpired into my senior year. But it's constantly just trying to figure things out. And then obviously the guys know that like, I worked. So my first injury was the ankle within my senior year. I tore my labrum probably like week 8 of the season. So, yeah, it was tough. And I had to sit and think to myself, like, do I want to surgery now and be able to compete in the combine or the what's the thing called? I forgot. The mobile thing?
Senior Bowl?
Senior Bowl, yes. Yeah. So I got invited to that. Couldn't participate in that, but I had a decision to make. Do I want to get it fixed or participate in that or finish the rest of the season out? So I decided to, you know, can strap it up with my boys, figure it out, and put a little brace on, and next thing you know, we in the college playoff making history. So it was a sacrifice I made, but in the bigger scheme of things, I think it kind of helped mold me. After that, obviously I got drafted by you guys, so I definitely got love for it. I wasn't able, wasn't able to, it was kind of funny though. I didn't have any testing, you know, I didn't have anything, so I had a lot of doubts coming in, like, can this guy perform, can you do this? And I think that's my whole draft process. People kept asking me questions. about things that I really couldn't do. Like I couldn't bench. You couldn't see how strong I was or how fast I was. But I think overall, like I said before, I took a chance on me in the second round. So after that, I just kind of do what I can and get back on the field. Obviously, Rick, he put me on a back burner for a while because of my shoulder. So I couldn't really do anything too much. But I'm constantly trying to fight. In my senior year, I have little bumps and bruises, still trying to figure things out. And then, I would go down to that one play that got us to the Super Bowl. So I think, throughout that season, just the camaraderie with the guys and then me trying to fight, I think that play, the play for y'all is history, but for me, it was a big moment for me because I felt like I finally, established something about what I can bring, I didn't obviously win the Super Bowl, so that transpires, and then now we're here in the season and just trying to figure out my new role, my new identity. Every day is a fight. Every day we wake up on earth, it's not just me. There's everybody that comes in here. Like, everybody is a fight. Even my guy was walking up here, like, seeing how high he was fighting just to get to the picture. Like, everything we go through is a fight. You know what I'm saying? Nah, for real, honestly. Because at one point, we're going to all be like that. We're going to be like that to the point you might need help walking. That's totally fine. Don't be sad about that, because everything we fight through is worth having. But you got to be able to fight. I think for me, that's the biggest thing, coming from a small town, not really having anything. Didn't have any stars, anything coming out, and now here I am competing the best of them. Like, I just try to continue to bring that enthusiasm to the field. And my biggest thing, honestly, is just, it ain't about me, though. It's about seeing the guys next to me compete, seeing the guys next to me, strive and be great, seeing how the guys playing and at a high level. Like, it's all love on my end. Like, I just try to do the best I can, but it's not about me at all.
Brian Cook, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let him go, but it's time to get after the Packers. It's time for number 6 in this defense, too. Put the hammer down. Thank you, Brian Cook.
Appreciate it.
The proud of Mount Healthy, screaming in owls. We'll be back to wrap things up after this year, listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Welcome back as we wrap things up tonight. From here at 64th Street, the Wahlburgers located inside of the Hy-Vee. Here we go. There we are. Now we're back and cooking. Cooking. Get that? Brian Cook. How good is Brian Cook? What a tough, awesome dude. And the fact that he is now leading this team and the defense. What we did not mention, he was 3-6. He was an academic All-American at the University of Cincinnati at Howard in digital media collaboration. He is going to be CEO of a company someday. I hope you kind of saw that. And we'll all invest in his company, or at least buy whatever he's selling, because I'll buy whatever Brian Cook is selling right now. He just parted that fantastic 2022 draft class, and what a job he has done this year. All right, get ready for the Packers. It is Sunday Night Football. It is the Green Bay Packers. And every game now in this AFC, which is crazy, there's no margin for error. We got to get this done. We won up there in 2003. We've only been up there 5 times in history in the regular season. We've been up there in the preseason some, so we got to go get ready to beat the Packer backers. But thanks for coming out tonight and being such an awesome crowd. A reminder, use Hy-Vee for all of your holiday needs with family and otherwise. Next week, we're in Shawnee. The Monday after Sunday Night Football. Thanks to Brian Cook. Thanks to all of you on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Danon Hughes. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.